So, for some reason, I moved us from joy to love this week. And I thought, wow, these are really strange scriptures for love. And then God said, no, they're not. No, they're not. As the scripture in John begins, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. And I thought about that. That this is John all grown up and Jesus all grown up. And God sent John ahead. And we all know, I believe we do. So maybe let's stop and I'll recap. So John's mother was Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth was around 6 months pregnant, Mary came to visit her. And Mary was also pregnant at the time. And when Mary came to visit Elizabeth, the baby in her belly jumped for joy, leaped for joy. That baby was John. So the two of them grew, and they grew into the ministry, into the calling that God had upon their lives. And John has always been the one who came before, the one who leaped for joy at that place of knowledge that God was sending God's Son. God was sending the Messiah for the salvation of the world. And we know that the story of John the Baptist includes a beheading, because John also spoke truth to power. And he told Herod that what he had done was wrong. And when John spoke those words, he lost his life. But what John always did was he stayed in a correct relationship with his, in a right relationship with his Lord, the relationship of love. And when John came, what we know often is that he said, repent, in his baptismal moments there in the river. But John, the Gospel John, doesn't want us to spend time on the issue of repentance as much as he wants us to pay attention to the fact that John is a messenger. John is one who is preparing the way before Christ. Now, Leo and I have been traveling down 401 for about 13 weeks now, almost every Tuesday. And as we travel down 401, we get to watch the men preparing the road for the coming of two extra lanes. And we see the work of leveling and straightening and tapping down the ground so that that road will be fit for us to travel. A road that we're going to enjoy traveling on and not sit bumper to bumper in this one lane as our dog is crying in the back, but he's not really crying, but he's fidgeting in the back. But people are taking their time to prepare the best road they can for us to travel. John and Isaiah both tell us to prepare the way for the road for the Lord. So I wanted to ask you this morning, if that isn't a preparing the way of love, then what is it? When we talk about repenting from our sins, we often talk about those things we do that are wrong. Maybe when we gossip or lie, or maybe when we steal or covet, or all those kind of tangible things, hurt somebody, kill somebody. Those are sins, right? Well, I want to talk about a different level of sinning. Unforgiveness, fear, hate, anger. Aren't those sins, don't those create potholes in our way to God? Don't those create speed bumps that kind of trip us up on our way to God? If we're going to prepare the way, if we are going to be messengers so that God can come into this world and this world will know him because we have shouted and proclaimed it to the world that this is who God is, that God is love, then we've got to work on some things within our hearts, within our minds, within our spirits. Because right now, the world has been more divided than I have ever seen it. And we are so easy to pit ourselves against the other as if we know what's right and this one is wrong. That's not paving the way. That's not making the way for God to come in. God might come in and turn over our tables more than God might come in and embrace us in his arms. God sent John to remind us that the way to the Lord is through this gift of renewal, of metanoia, of changing, of turning from, but turning to love. So in our waiting for the second coming of the Lord, what we have to learn how to do is to love like God loves, to love like Jesus loves, to love with such passion that we will sacrifice our lives so that love wins. How can we witness? How can we be a John the Baptist? How can we be testimony or testifying to the light or pointing people to God or pointing people to the light if we are dark ourselves? So we got some personal work to do. But when we do that personal work, we don't have to wait till it's done for people to see Christ within us. People can see Christ within us when we're doing the work. When they can see we're honest and transparent about, yeah, sometimes I mess up. Sometimes I gossip. Sometimes I say things I shouldn't say. When we do the work of asking for forgiveness, when we do the work of moving towards God and towards the one we harmed, when it's safe to move towards the one we've harmed, then we are doing the witnessing and the testifying to the light of Christ. Christ came so that the world might be saved. In fact, that John 3:16 is God so loved the world. If we are making straight our paths, if we are making a highway to heaven, if we are providing a way for people to come to know God as their Lord and Savior, it has got to be a highway of love. John testified to the light. John recognized he was not the light, just as we need to recognize that we are not the ones who can change the ones we love when we want them to change. We aren't the ones who can change the world. We aren't the ones who can change anything. God is the one who brings about change and transformation. And it is only through surrendering to God's love and light in our lives can we give to God love. And we can give to God our burdens. We can give to God all that we need to give to God so that God can cleanse us and restore us. John baptized with water, but the one who came after him baptized with the Holy Spirit. So that deep within us is that which is of God. So that God can work within and through us. So that others can be called and see the light. Just remember, your GPS doesn't always take you to the right place. Because human beings program that GPS. We can't always take people to God, but we can point in the right direction. And we can tell them the story of Jesus. So in the waiting, my prayer is that we love. We love enough to listen to others who we think may not be right. That we love enough to listen to those who have hurt us. That we love enough to listen to God when God calls us to let go. Let go of bitterness, unforgiveness, grief, fear, anger. Let go of the things that separate us from God and from one another. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.